So last summer, our kids came back, or younger two came back, one who's still in BFA, second one who already graduated for the summer, and they joined us for one of the summer camp that a local pastor runs that he has been mentoring. So we always like to help and join in what our local brothers and sisters are doing. So we went and we brought a summer team from our sending fellowship as well. And it was an extreme camp. No cell connection, no water, no toilet. You know, it was just like,
Well,
but
a pit. I mean, they dug a hole in the ground.
You know. So then it was extreme conditions, but you were there with these, you know, students, and then our younger two were there too, and kind of translating for the team as well as hanging out with the local kids. And then after the whole time was over, you know, we come home and we hear that one of the girls who was there, who was in my small group, she was really wrestling, and somebody shared the good news with her, and she decides to follow Jesus. The sister was the one who shared with the younger sister and said, "Why did you decide to follow now? Because we've shared before." She said, "Oh, it's because of our youngest daughter." And I just, until then, we haven't seen that much fruit in terms of salvation, you know? And I just like was in tears. You know, maybe if it was she grew up here and all that, she would have done that too, but I don't know, just being away also at BFA and being exposed with so much, you know, Christianity and, you know, investment and discipleship, I felt like her heart was stirred up through that process, and that she was able to just reach out and probably learn to do that even more, you know, being at BFA. And so I'm so grateful. And what God had shared to us before, like, we're like, okay, what are we doing? And he gave this one dream to him, which he doesn't really dream. I dream, you know?
Remember my dream.
Last sabbatical, we said, what do you have for us next term? And next season. And then God just gave a dream of him making a pot that every family uses to make all their food, and he was trying to make it portable that you could cook anywhere. And this is like everyone's food bowl, you know, food pot. And then he couldn't get it to work, and he was with some young guys, and they could not figure it out. So they decide to bury it in the ground, and so then it's like time capsule. So the next generations would find and take it out and finish it. And kind of like God keeps reminding us that this is what's happening. It's not, we might not see any fruit here, but whatever we invest, and I think it's the same, like maybe you guys get to hear more stories, but the things that you're doing in the kids' lives at BFA too, like I feel like it's the same. We are investing in next generations will reap the fruit.